RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The start doesn't determine anything other than the start. I doubt that any of us got uncomfortable. It's the nature of kind of how these games go. I thought our ability to put some points on the board prior to the half and then have the ball coming out the second half really kind of made anything that transpired in the first half irrelevant.
Wait, what?
Well, they scored the winning points in the first half, Mike, so how was that irrelevant?
Because the other team was getting the ball. Because the Steelers were getting the ball to start the third quarter, he thought trailing 10-6 was irrelevant?
Mike,
you've scored 6 points in 30 minutes against a 3-12 football team.
How the game started was very relevant because the game-winning points were scored in the first quarter of the game.
And they've also now gone 66 games without scoring more than 7 points in the first quarter of a football game, which is an NFL record.
Did you think Mike caught like the beginning of Niners-Bears last night and thought he was watching a different sport?
You know who I wish saw that more than Mike? Art, but he was probably in bed by 9 o'clock, Chris.
Glass of warm milk.
And you know what's actually mind-boggling?
Little nightcap.
Yeah. Was he like
an actual
was
nightcap?
Was he like the dad in A Christmas Carol?
Yes, exactly.
Or not A Christmas Carol, The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
The Bears, it sounds like, wanted Mike Tomlin more than Ben Johnson.
Not anymore.
Their first call was to the Steelers, allegedly, to see if they could pry Tomlin loose. Could you imagine in some alternative universe, the Steelers say, great, you can have a lightly used Mike Tomlin. Give us a first round pick. And then the Steelers say to Ben Johnson, hey, we never, ever, ever fire coaches. You can come here and be our head coach for 20 years if you want. Here's $15 million a year. He probably would have taken that.
He would have done it for 10.
And we would have that guy running our team right now. What would the Bears' record be with Mike? He probably would have benched Caleb Williams because he didn't like Caleb Williams' attitude or something, and they'd have whatever that weird backup is there. Tyson Bajan would be playing. Something, but you know what? They'd still find a way to get to
the
9
Bears,
wins.
The Bears are 11-5 right now. They'd be 8-8 right now and cruising towards a victory over the hapless Lions suddenly to get to 9-8. And the national media would say, you know, he got Caleb Williams from this many wins in year one to this many in year two. They are headed in the right direction.
And look at even the 49ers side of the equation. Not to make this show about what happened in a football game last night and not the disaster we watched at 1 o'clock, but I do think it's relevant. The 49ers have had tons and tons and tons of injuries. Nick Bosa's not playing. Fred Warner's not playing. Brandon Ayuk's not playing. Trent Williams got hurt early in that game last night. Brock Purdy missed a ton of games. They had to play Mac Jones.
Fred, did you say Fred Warner?
Yes, like,
okay,
I did.
Just making sure.
They are playing Sunday for not just what? Not just the NFC West.
The
They're playing
one seed.
For the number one seed.
Yep. And they're in a division that has the Rams and the Seahawks in it.
Yeah.
Two of the three probably best teams in football.
So Steelers fans aren't doing this. So this is not me. This is not an accusatory comment at you. This is to the national media. Don't make excuses for Mike if this team goes 9-8 and misses the playoffs. Because other teams with less have done more this year. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to the calls. Here is Tyler on the fan. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Merry late Christmas.
You too.
God is good. The Steelers are bad. Yeah, no, a lot of what you're talking about with the 49ers and the Bears, you know, I've been talking about with my family for quite some time. You know, you look at the consistencies here as far as the head coach is concerned, making these, you know, being the offensive guy. I mean, the Bears turning around in a year. Robert Saleh comes in as the defensive guy for the 49ers, but there's still that consistency. And you look at Pittsburgh, what have we done consistently?
Win 9 or 10 games and get our asses kicked in the playoffs?
Yeah. But, you know, the Bears, I mean, how quickly you can turn it around with a guy at the helm that knows what he's doing offensively. I can't wrap my head around our defense, though, if we're shifting gears here. You know, you watch these games and you see us drop back in coverage, and the last time we saw guys making plays defensively that were reactionary, I mean, that was like Troy Polamalu era. You know, I just don't understand how you can have your defense play the same simple drop back, go to your spot, and keep the ball in front. Are you relying that heavily on your pass rush to where that's inconsistent in most cases against a crap team in Cleveland?
Their defense is underachieved this year. They're 15th in scoring defense. They've been rated near the bottom of the league against the pass almost the entire year. They've had games as a run defense where they've given up over 200 yards multiple times. That all being said, you scored 6 points against the Browns. A whopping 6. And
correct.
Aaron Rodgers was playing his quote-unquote best football of the year at the right time.
Picked a bad time to stop doing that.
So I like the first part of your call better. The offensive head coaches that are out there, like Shanahan, like Johnson, where players go down, backups go in, they don't skip a beat. There is continuity there where if the offensive coordinator gets hired as a head coach, no big deal because that head coach is still really the guy calling the shots there.
And probably has somebody anyway waiting in the wings to help become like the next prepper of the offense too. Like, I think that turns itself over easier. It really does.
And we've got a situation where it's probably a lot of Aaron Rodgers, some of Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin supervising the whole thing. And
I thought I saw Mike with his headset off on the Steelers' last drive of the game briefly.
Well, it was not on his ears,
it was
so I don't know what he was listening to.
It was around his neck. Scotty Miller does not get his second foot in down, I believe, on their second down play. Maybe they're at midfield. So Miller already caught one. Just to say, like, just about his role in the offense. It's the two-minute drill. It looked like
he was probably saying, let's let Aaron do his thing.
Yeah,
here.
It looked like he was just basically letting Rodgers handle the entire situation.
He threw it to MVS.
It was very weird to see
on the
replay. Very weird.
Here's Daryl and Elizabeth. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man.
You know, I can't bring myself to hope the Steelers lose. I'm 52 years old. I can't do it.
That's fine.
But I tell you what, Pony. I seen your tweet today about what Adam Schechter said on Pat McAfee.
Yes.
And I felt relief. I felt relief that this finally could come to an end.
Well, so Daryl, thank you. I'm gonna use what you just said there.
Very useful call because you spun us forward.
Because now I can, thank you for that, because now I can actually play what Schefter said about Tomlin and to a lesser extent Harbaugh today on McAfee Show.
I think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they do, there are going to be conversations that occur all over the organization. What went wrong? Look, there have been questions about both coaches' futures. That both these coaches, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, for all they've done, for all they've meant to their respective organizations, for all they've meant to the National Football League, they will have a big say. I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Like, those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after week 18.
So they're on the board. They're not taking off as favorites. But pretty much what Schefter described is, it's not out of the question that if the Steelers lost, Tomlin would essentially fire himself after the game.
Yeah, I'm done with this. I want to do something else.
Art won't do it, but Mike might come to that conclusion on his own.
It almost creates the picture of Mike going into Art's office and saying, you know what, I think I'm done, and Art being so flabbergasted and taken aback. Like, I can imagine Art saying, but Mike, you went 9-8. What's wrong?
Art would probably try to talk him out of it.
Mike, please stay. I've never conducted a coaching search.
I think
what are you even supposed to do?
I think what Daryl was getting at is he was relieved in that maybe Tomlin
just
would come to
this
conclusion on his own.
Yeah, I think there's a greater chance that he would come to that conclusion than Art would come to it for him. I still don't think he will. I think he wants to coach at least one more year here. This is season number 19. I think he wants to coach 20.
Well, he needs it now to pass Knoll.
Yes, but I think he just also
won the last two games of the season. He would have passed Chuck.
I think he wants to be able to say,
coach.
I think he wants to be able to say, I coached 20 years in the same place.
Well, that's what Anthony in Oakland called in and said weeks ago. Did you agree with him when he said that?
Actually, kind of did.
Here is Ollie in Washington. Hello, Ollie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
You know, guys, it's ironic. I am. I'm reading an article from the Associated Press from 10 years ago, December 27th, 2015. And do you guys remember, because this thing with Tomlin is so funny, because I'm reading an article about a game where the Ravens beat us.
I was there.
At the time.
Ryan Mallett started.
It was the Ryan Mallett, right?
Yes, Ryan Mallett started. So I have now, the one thing I have in common is I go apparently to these games in the division
where
the Steelers embarrass themselves.
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years to the day.
They lost that game, and then they came back the next week and won and needed the Bills to beat the Jets. And the Bills beat the Jets.
They needed help.
Yep. And
they needed help. I'm like, you know, I'm with you guys. I really don't care about the game on Sunday, man. I mean, this is...
Wow!
Like, I'm... I mean, I'll be frank with you guys. I've become apathetic towards the Steelers for a long time now. I mean, it's the same thing year after year. It's like banging
But you're
your head
still reading articles about him from 10 years ago, Ollie.
He's thinking about the good old days.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the good old days and how they never changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
I mean, the good old days, 2015, what did they do? They beat the Bengals in the playoffs and then got knocked out by Denver.
You just said it. They beat the Bengals in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That automatically constitutes good old days right now.
Yes, it does now. 412-928-9370. I get it. Steelers fans. Oh, that last guy's incredible. He just said, I don't care about Sunday's game. Is that how you feel?
I'm apathetic is what he said.
After what the Steelers put on display against the Browns. But hey, Mike said we didn't play poorly.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
3:45, time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Donnie Football is driving back from Maryland, where he spent the weekend after Christmas with his mom and dad and fiance. He did submit some game balls. The game was broadcast almost nationally yesterday, Steelers-Browns with Nance and Romo there, so we did get a chance to watch it without having to use any of these pirate websites to stream the game. We'll get to that. We're playing NHL 94 music for a couple of reasons. NHL 94 always holds a soft spot in my heart because it helped me get through my parents' divorce when I was 7 years old. And yeah, that's true. And the Penguins have just made a trade, and our resident hockey guy, Charlie Borges, who writes, he writes about hockey as a side hustle. That's how much he is ingrained into the hockey culture in the NHL. Has a would you say like a synopsis of what happened here in this deal? What just went down?
A blurb.
Well, blurb is written.
A bit of a nugget.
So what happened in the last 10
they
minutes?
They got a kid that's been wanting out of Columbus for like the last 4 years, ever since he got drafted there. He never wanted to go. Yegor Chinnikov.
Okay, so he's a Russian guy, I take it?
Yeah. Yes, from Omsk.
One of those guys that could never really stay healthy in the lineup. And when he is, he's either a healthy scratch, doesn't really produce. But this is a Magic Beans trade. Give up a couple draft picks for a guy that...
a Magic Beans trade.
That really didn't do anything with his development in one place, gets traded.
Decent size
play with
for
Sidney Crosby and ended up getting Malkin. There you go.
Decent size for a guy who plays wing. 6'1", touch over 200. The 1 year.
Where would you put him in the lineup, Chaz?
I probably put him in the middle six. I mean, put him with a fellow countryman. Put him with Malkin.
When he gets back. when Malkin gets healthy.
Yes.
His 1 year after his rookie year. So his rookie year, he played the most games he's ever played in the NHL in a season, which was 62. The 1 year after that, and the subsequent four, counting this one, where he's played at least 50 games, he did have, in 23-24, 16 goals and 13 assists. So there's something a little bit in there, I would think. There's first-round talent to have been, what, one of the top 20 picks in his year's draft.
He was a reach, too, though.
Okay, I mean...
See, that's the kind of analysis we get from Charlie. He's remembering...
A reach in what way?
He's like remembering that draft. He's remembering the 2020 COVID draft and having takes on whether
or not... Okay, let me ask you this, Charlie. Was he a reach
Chinnikov
because he
was
a
good pick at
21? Yes, because Yegor Chinnikov was a lower ceiling player who should have just been taken later, or because he actually had a lot of talent, but there were just way too many question marks. There's two types of reaches.
So, okay, 2020... Russia was the KHL was the only league that was actually playing, so a lot of Russian players were looked at more than other players.
Yes.
Who was the guy that the Steelers picked in the first round that somebody had, that
Terrell
Mel
Edmonds.
Kiper had at like 142 or something?
Terrell Edmonds.
It was like that. When he got drafted, everyone was like, we have to go to our third page to find out who this kid is. So he was definitely a reach, but I mean, definitely a Magic Beans kind of pick or trade. And I don't know what the two draft picks are because... Pierre LeBrun.
Well, the Penguins have about 99 of them over the next like 3 years, so they're okay with that part of it.
Yeah.
What's his contract situation?
He's going to be a restricted free agent after this year. Like I said, magic beans. He's like $2.5 million.
Humor me, pony.
Yep.
Would this mean if they're presumably going to try to put him with Malkin, might jumpstart him, that they think Malkin might be back for longer than just?
I don't think this guy means enough to the Penguins where it would mean something about Malkin.
You can understand where my brain would at least drift in that direction.
I think Charlie's analysis, for as much as I want to usually bring him on the air to dunk on him and spark some kind of debate or argument with him, because I just think it's entertaining and fun. I don't see any holes in what he said. I think it's just a low risk, potentially high reward trade.
Pony, if before
and
the show,
tons of these GM, like a GM, if he's in a job for 5 years, will probably make 10 of these trades, and he hopes one of them
correct.
Hits.
Pony, would you say that if I had said the name Yegor Chinnikov to you before today's show started, you could have told me what hockey team he played for?
I honestly don't think I could have done that.
Now, Charlie, before you saw the name in the trade, if I had just said Yegor Chinnikov, you'd have been like, oh,
yeah,
Blue Jackets.
Because he remembers the draft pick. He gave us a draft.
He was picked right after the Devils picked Shakir Mukhamudulin, another guy from Russia that nobody knew that was going to be taken in the first round.
Let's get to Donnie's game balls, folks. All right. So I always play along with Donnie's game balls. I have three. I have a spiteful three. There's one guy who should absolutely be there, but I could not bring myself to put him on the list. So we'll see
I know who that person has to be.
We'll see if Donnie elected to put that guy on there somewhere. Intern Jackie of the honors, 3-1 here. This is like three stars at a hockey game. Who was Donnie's third ball recipient for Browns 13, Steelers 6?
Donnie's third ball recipient in this one was Corey Bohorquez.
I feel like you didn't have to go to the punter necessarily.
Okay,
to,
I do think the punter made some.
He had a net of almost 49 yards.
Plays.
That's good. Yeah, he was good. I would not call him like a game ball recipient, even in a field position slog.
So I did have a special teams guy in my game balls. I put Schmidt second. He made a 50-yarder. The second one was not nearly as hard. But in a one-possession win, their guy made a long kick.
Boswell
and our guy whose money missed one.
Also, Boswell's, I think, would have been short even if it wasn't wide.
And the first one that he made was an all-time start at left and bring it back right, like he was playing a huge break on a crazy green.
No, Andrew Siciliano called it well on the Browns radio network. He called it a pull cut in golf, and if you've ever golfed for any length of time, you know exactly what that is. If you're a righty, you start the ball well left, but because you're slicing it, it actually ends up looking good. It goes to the middle of the fairway. That is exactly what Boswell did.
Game ball number two.
Game ball number two goes to Alex Wright.
I had Alex Wright number one. He got my number one game ball from the game. I agree with it. That sack that Jim Nance got wrong when he thought it was Myles Garrett was one of the biggest plays of the game. It was before Boswell missed that kick.
I think that's right.
The sequence there by the Steelers on second and reasonable and then what ended up being third and long, a tight end screen to Jonnu Smith where, of course, MVS couldn't block. That went for a loss. And then the next play, Wright sacks Rodgers. And Mike, and I don't even really blame him for this, is like, yeah, Boswell never misses. But it turned a 90 to 95% kick into one he makes 70%
of
the time.
That amount of distance would have been at least enough for it to have the leg. It did not look like it had the leg from where I was standing or sitting.
Yes, which was right next to me, Malzi.
It looked like it would have been a yard or two short in the wind. And yeah, maybe Boswell just has a completely different strategy on it if he gets it there. Nance, by the way, was so gassed up to call a record-breaking sack. And man, his... Jim almost never gets it wrong, but he had the voice go up and everything, and that's a sack Alex Wright.
A sack and two tackles for a loss for
no, he was very good.
Alex Wright.
He was very good. He was the beneficiary of them paying a good amount of attention to Garrett, probably more so than even they normally would have.
All right, let's see if he did it. Game ball number one.
Game ball number one goes to Denzel Ward.
Oh, I thought, Pony, on three, ready? One, two, three, Devin Bush.
That's who I thought he was going to give it to.
I thought Devin Bush had a whale of a game.
He punched that ball out early in the game.
Could have created a big turnover. I thought he was playing active, good football.
Yeah.
Got some words into Aaron Rodgers, too, after the game.
Yep. Which, again, you're
Devin Bush.
He had
nine tackles,
Aaron Rodgers.
Which coincidentally is how many lives a cat has.
I put Fan in third. Even though he only played about 10 minutes of the game, he
made
the touchdown.
He's the only person in the game who made a play that caught that ended in the end zone. Literally. I would not have had
you know what, though?
Bohorquez in
I
there.
Like the comedic value of putting a punter on there. Like, that's the kind of
you
game
think
this
Donnie,
was. There was.
Do you think Donnie had that in mind? So he had Denzel Ward number one, though, huh?
Well, he made the plays at the end of the game. Then again, look at who he was matched up against. And I also don't think he gave up a catch the entire game. And he also was questionable and... I'm surprised that the front office didn't force Kevin Stefanski to bench him to try to lose the game and get a better pick.
Wait a minute. You said he didn't give up a catch-all game. How impressive is that, really, given that Aaron Rodgers could barely complete a pass?
Those were Donnie's game balls. All right. More of your calls coming up at 412-928-9370. I get it. This sucked. Chris and I were there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And that one kneel down, and Cleveland will have the victory and will head to week 18 for the Steelers and the Ravens. Game 100 for Stefanski is one of his best. 2-time NFL Coach of the Year. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin, who got his 200th last week, his team never found the end zone today. 2 field goals, both coming in the second quarter. That's it.
I didn't think we played poorly. We just didn't make enough plays. I thought they played well. I thought the game was kind of unfolding in the way that you would anticipate, but we never made that signature play that kind of got us over the hump. That generally is the deciding factor in games like this, and we generally make them. We didn't make them today.
Good afternoon, everybody. I don't actually mean that because I know you're not having a good afternoon. None of us are. Malzi and I made the trip to Cleveland and had to watch that up close and personal. I cannot believe, and I am disappointed in Steelers media on this one. I just am. There's got to be a follow-up to that. What do you mean by we didn't play poorly?
And they played well?
You scored 6 points, man. You just heard Nance in the final call there. You didn't score a touchdown. I believe you were the only team in the NFL. Charlie, give me a thumbs up on this. I believe the Steelers are the only team in Week 17 so far to not score a touchdown in a game. Yes.
Jets scored one.
Brady Cook and the Jets scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You let Harold Fannin catch a dying quail for a touchdown.
That's actually an insult to quails.
Geno Smith orchestrated a touchdown drive for the Raiders before he got knocked out of the game and Kenny Pickett had to come in again.
Mm-hmm.
All of these horse bleep teams scored touchdowns, except you. You scored 6 points in really a gotta-have-it game because the best chance of winning in the playoffs for the first time since 2016 was giving your team a chance to regroup and relax this Sunday. Instead, you're going to have to try like hell to beat the friggin' Ravens and then turn back around and beat a good team the following week at home if you win. And he's got the balls and the audacity and the nerve to say, we didn't play poorly. Your quarterback got outplayed by Shedeur Sanders, of all people. You had your leading receiver in the game was Pat Freiermuth with 63 yards, but in terms of catches, it was also Jonnu Smith with 5 for 18. Jonnu Smith led your team in catches with 5 for 18 yards.
He also said that the Steelers didn't make the plays they usually make. They did pick off Shedeur Sanders twice. Jack Sawyer was running down the field in Browns territory
with
the football.
You were plus 2 in the turnover margin, which is something
he always cites.
Yes.
Always cites. How could he forget about what he said about the Steelers? How could he say that the Browns played well when they realistically scored 10 points? The Steelers gave them 3 because of their decision, which I think was right to go for it, but whatever. They turned it over twice. You didn't turn it over at all. How would you say in that setting, you won the total yardage battle, you narrowly won the time of possession battle, how would you give your opponent flowers when they did things that you usually would say are marks of a bad team playing a bad game? I don't believe him for the record. I don't think he's being truthful. I don't think he's being honest. I do think Mike, even more now than later in his than earlier in his career, Pony, and maybe this time because he knows what's still at stake for them and they have to put this one behind them, I think Mike either likes to try to keep his team mentally feeling good about themselves, even when he knows they shouldn't be. And I think he also, at this point now, has enough spite towards, like, maybe local media. We saw him take a shot at Brooke Pryor with, that gives me belief, Brooke. I think he doesn't like to let anybody have a pound of flesh on the outside. So I think he will say things like this that are asinine to the point of absurdity rather than ever tell the truth. Our guys stunk. Our offense was awful. We should not have lost this game. It was a terrible effort at the worst possible time, and there's no excuse for it.
If the owner of the team has a pulse and knows even a smidgen about football, you don't F with the coach now because he's got to prepare for basically a de facto playoff game on Sunday. But if the Steelers were to lose it, and I were the owner of the Steelers, I would, one of the things we would talk about right off the bat at the end of the season, and this would help determine, it would be very important for me in like making a decision on what was next for the betterment of the franchise, would be, can we just rewind back to the Browns game and revisit when you said you didn't think this team played poorly in a game that meant the world to you and nothing to them? Just help me understand that better, please. As the guy that puts my name on your checks, that's roughly $20 million a year. Because I watched the game in my nice heated owner's box, and it sure looked to me like you guys played like ass in this game.
Seemed like, well, he wouldn't say that, Artwin. It looked like pretty bad football to me, Mike. Can you tell me what parts about it from your guys were good?
And I just think sometimes, once in a while, he falls back into the trap of being a defensive guy. And when he said, I didn't think we played that poorly, he is viewing it through the lens or prism of his unit, his defense.
Well, then the whole thing becomes true, because then he would also be looking at their defense, the Browns, which did play pretty well.
And he came out and said, look at this Browns unit, man. They're the best in the North.
They're the absolute
best in the AFC North. Don't spit on the Browns defense. It's a Jim Schwartz coached unit, Malzi. Remember that?
Yes. Jim Schwartz, Jesse Minter for the Chargers. He loves
Jim Schwartz is friggin' Dick LeBeau in Tomlin's mind.
He'd never hire him, though, because that would involve Jim Schwartz actually running the defense. Anyway,
correct.
If you're going to use the defense prism, him also saying we didn't make the plays we usually would make is probably a Nick Herbig, pick the ball off and score. He has said that before.
Yeah.
Like, that is how he coaches. That is what he expects. To defend 1% of this otherwise absurd commentary by him, Nick Herbig, frankly, should have picked off that ball and scored a touchdown.
Yep.
Like, that can be true. And Tomlin evaluating the game publicly like he did can also be preposterous, bordering on laughable.
It's comments like this after games where his team plays like crap, when they're supposed to win and when they need to win and he needs to have his team up for the game and ready to go and all of those things. That just, you know, it just reminds you not to get too caught up in the little winning streaks he has during a season that propagate the mythology of him being a great coach, like what he did against the Ravens,
the mythologizing
the Dolphins,
too,
and the Lions.
The mythologizing too continues when you do have a loss like this. Because I frankly, you can tell me if I'm wrong here. I haven't had time to watch all the usual talking head shows just to see like what the tastemakers on the national things are saying. But like what little I've caught has been, maybe Mike wants to go and try a new challenge like TV or something else. It's never framed as, boy, Mike Tomlin's team just lost a game you simply cannot lose. Bad job, coach. It's always, maybe Mike's just tired. Maybe Mike just wants to try something new. To be fair, the next most tenured coach in the league is John Harbaugh. When his team, and they do this somewhat often because he is very minimally, if at all, better than Mike. When he screws up, like doesn't give Derrick Henry the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You can hear the sound of metal hitting metal while people sharpen their knives. And they should be. When Mike's future Hall of Fame quarterback delivers one of the biggest stinkers you've ever seen, and he loses to a quarterback that he has no business losing to.
Yep.
It's maybe Mike's just tired. Maybe Mike just wants to do something else.
Even
it's never just what it should
even
be.
Even Roethlisberger walked it back. He didn't even have the conviction to stand on his comments. He went to that Hall of Honor bit and said, well, basically, you guys took me out of context on this. I said, it should be totally up to Mike, whatever he wants. If he wants to go do something else, go ahead. He completely tried to do a backpedal job on that thing. His own players that are critical of him can't even get their stories right on it.
God, I would love to hear like what a Harrison type of guy or player who won these games with ease pretty much every time they needed to win them. I know there's some obvious like crossover there with Ben being there, and Ben never lost in Cleveland, essentially. I would love to know what they would think about the coach saying we played pretty well. After you lose a game like this, that was this consequential. Honestly, if you lose this game in like early October and it's a weird weather game and you drop to, I don't know, 4-2, you're mad. But you go in knowing that there's 11 more games left, Pony.
Yeah.
You lose this game when it is the obvious, clearest, easiest way for you to get to the playoffs is to just score more points than Shedeur Sanders and his team for 60 minutes, and you don't do it.
He tried to make it. I mean, if you take him at face value for what he said after the game, it would almost lead you to believe that he would go into the locker room after a loss like this immediately
slap
and say,
backs.
Hey,
attaboy, guys.
Hey, keep your
good
chin
effort.
Up. Keep your head up. We didn't just lose to a bad 3-12 football team. This team's actually good. There's no shame in coming here and losing
guys,
this game.
Guys, we tried hard.
It happens.
I'm proud of you guys because you tried hard. Apparently, Harrison's already done a reaction to this. Here's one from Fitz on the YouTube comments. This is a good one. This show over the past 2 weeks and Steelers media is why this franchise is in the shape it's in. Handing out trophies and building statues for beating 3 subpar teams in a row. Pony, they've found the real killers. It's me and you.
Adam is on the fan. Hello, Adam.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
You bet.
I don't know if you guys mind, but I need to complain about this real quick.
Sure.
Tomlin's got to go. And listen, we say it all the time. I understand. I mean, we've been doing this all season, even last season. But you know what? I thought about it, and this is the truth. No one's going to fire him. He's not going anywhere. The guy gets paid millions. He's not leaving. So, you know, I'm asking you guys, what do you think happens whenever we lose against the Ravens this week?
I think if they lose to the Ravens, it will lead to Aaron Rodgers' career coming to an end, and Terrell Austin will be scapegoated as the defensive coordinator.
I think if they if they beat the Ravens, Austin's not coming back.
Will hear like some rhetoric from Art Rooney after the season about how this season was a disappointment. There needs to be more urgency. But he'll also sneak in there. Hey,
we did still finish nine and eight, yep. And we were there at the last game. You know, Art hates primetime games, but I'm sure he likes the attention of the football world being on Pittsburgh. They are getting the primo slot. I am sure that Art likes that. Although I will tell you this, Pony, I have found an interesting silver lining get brought up by some enterprising fans really going deep. There are people who are happy this game happened this way. Because now if it really gets away from them and the Ravens just run them over, it will be a national audience hearing probably the most hostile crowd in Acrisure Stadium history towards the home team. And Mike Tirico and Collinsworth aren't going to be able to ignore it. Collinsworth might be able to do his usual, be careful what you wish for. You could not, you know, you could miss Mike Tomlin and then he'll go coach Patrick Mahomes or something. But they won't be able to say it's not happening. That's what I've heard people say.
This guy, Mike Tomlin, just loves football.
Did you have that game on last night? He made a Mahomes comment and stopped mid-sentence and said, you know what, I'm going to get killed on the internet for
this. I did see that. That was great. Here's Lou in Staten Island, who always has a nice thing to say about Mike Tomlin. Hello, Lou.
Hey, fellas. Belated Merry Christmas, man, and Happy New Year to both you guys, all right?
Lou, you probably felt like this was going to happen.
Lou, you sound kind of chipper, I'm not going to lie. You sound kind of pleasant right now, like you were hoping this outcome would manifest.
No, I definitely was not hoping for that, but am I surprised? No, I mean, come on, guys. We've been watching the same story now for how many years? Yep. This was to be expected.
You didn't even feel like that Shedeur Sanders was so lacking in accomplishment and skill that this would even be different because he was there? You didn't even feel like the Shedeur factor would help the Steelers?
Definitely. It wouldn't be normal. You wouldn't be human if you didn't think that. Yeah, but he tried to give us the game, Chris.
I know.
He did his job.
I know.
He tried to give us the game.
He definitely did.
We did everything. I wrote these things down. It's insanity, okay? Shut out in the second half. We won the turnover battle. What about that rough in the passer call on Cam Hayward? That was a joke.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah.
It was terrible. What about the offensive pass interference call, which was a phantom call? That hurt us a lot, right? The one on MVS when Scotty Miller was running down the sideline. People haven't mentioned that. The dropped interception by Herbig was disastrous. How does he not catch that ball? But these are all the things that happen to average teams. The fact is this, Pony, I love you, man. We are always, and recently me and Chris have been agreeing a lot more, but Andrew, me and you have always agreed over all these years. But they got you, man. They got you. You've been so optimistic. I've been trying to absorb your optimism, bring it into my heart.
Yeah.
But they finally got you. And you know what? And that's how they repaid you.
I know.
This is what this man does.
Yep.
We're going to be 9-8, right? We're going to be 9-8, like I've been saying for the last month. And all of these people who went crazy over the 3-game win streak, and me for a moment too, got somewhat sucked in, but not as much as you guys. At the end of the day, it's the same story with just different players and parts in the game.
If it were a movie, the director would be the same and he'd be making the same movie with new actors is what you're really saying.
That's pretty much right. I think you agree with me on that.
Yeah, I do.
Of course.
The owner is he's the executive producer.
The guy that finances the film and the directors keep coming back and trying to put out good movies together, Oscar winners, and they don't even
come
close.
Like the Fast and the Furious over and over again. Yeah.
Exactly, and we're the suffering pawns in the game. But at the end of the day, right? Seriously, guys, think about that.
No, I know.
If Henry goes crazy on us, and they boat race us for another 300 yards rushing, I'm just saying, if we really don't know what's going to happen, let's say that does happen, and the crowd's booing, the season ends, and let's say we lose, you know, whatever, 24-10, 24-14. and we give up 300 yards rushing again with the season on the line, especially if Jackson don't play. Actually, rather Jackson play, believe it or not.
We would too, because he's not healthy.
Preaching to the
choir. And that's when Harbaugh gets real dumb when Jackson's in the lineup.
I agree with you on that.
Exactly. Like, if Huntley's there, they'll just run Henry right over us, and that would be the end of that.
Correct.
But that would be another collapse at home and to the Browns back-to-back the last two games of the season, and where the Steelers fans and me at the top of the list just want to go crazy, is that is what you guys just said before you put me on. The owner will find a way in his weird brain to justify another collapse because we're 9-8 and we're in it. And that is the number one problem that plagues the franchise, is Art Rooney is cool with 9-8, don't make the playoffs, or win and get your doors blown off in week 1 of the playoffs. He's cool with it for some strange reason.
No, I can already tell you what the rationalization will be.
Thanks, Lou.
The rationalization, from Art would be, hey, we play every game mattered this year. Obviously, it didn't end the way we wanted, but we were playing for the division in week 18. You know, you know what he will say this year? This will be his new wrinkle. You ready? Go look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Were they playing in week 18 for their division?
Or the Lions.
Or the Lions. Were they playing in week 18? Yeah. And he'll bring in, maybe he might not name them by name, but he'll allude to it. Then he'll say something about this. He'll say, you know, and we didn't have TJ Watt, but he will conveniently leave out for why they didn't have TJ Watt. Unless somebody says, Art, wasn't that something that happened at the facility during a routine treatment?
Or he'll bring up Metcalf and find a way to either blame Metcalf, scapegoat him, or scapegoat the people that were involved.
Correct.
In that whole situation.
Correct.
When people show you who they are, believe them. They suffered this embarrassing loss at the end of last year to Baltimore, your arch rival, where they gave up all those yards, and Kirk Herbstreit is saying on TV, the Steelers have no life. They look listless in this playoff game. It was 5 straight losses in a row. Guess how many coaches got fired? None.
Zilch.
Not a single guy. You had a linebackers coach leave for another job with the Jets because he thought he had upward mobility. Silly him. And you had the Steelers swap out secondary coaches, DBs coaches. That's all they did. And they lost 5 in a row and got embarrassed by their arch rival in a playoff game. And the owner was like, hey, we made the playoffs without Big Ben. That's still pretty good. So why would I think this is going to be any different? Like, does part of me have a curiosity where if they lose, I'd love to see what happens? Yes. But do I actually think what I want under the proverbial Christmas tree is what I would get in this situation? No, I don't. I don't think the owner has the balls to do that. He's under contract. The last thing he wants to do, I believe, I don't think he wants to pay Mike Tomlin $18 million a year or whatever it is to go do
something else.
Or something like that.
Because it would not only be a large amount of money, it would be a massive admission of failure on his own part as the owner. Like, I gave him this contract, and I now realize, because what you're saying is, the contract I gave him, I now see as a big enough mistake that I am willing to make it go away to pay. That all just is come back and look in the mirror as to whose fault that is.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio.
masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.